It's Tuesday, the 18th of December, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. It's a on-the-way-to-work blog, so I do apologise for the noise in the background as I wend my way through the foggy Cheshire countryside to my place of work. I have just listened to one of the best audio boos I think I've ever listened to by a lovely chap called Bernie Goldbach, who is top gold on Audio Boo and, as he says, all good social platforms. And he's called it The Social Web. And if you can spare 16 or 17 minutes, it's a very long boo comparatively, but it's very interesting. And Bernie talks about the history of the web and how social, in quotes, has grown up, and how, you know, obviously inspired by the recent events with Facebook buying Instagram and cutting Instagram off from Twitter, and the recent changes in the terms of service to Instagram, which is causing a lot of upset in the Instagram community right now. And Bernie talks about the social web versus the promoted web, and this is something that's really been on my mind recently. You look at services like Twitter and Facebook, which are the really big social networks, and they are becoming less and less social. Bernie is absolutely right. What's happening is people have realized that they can use these platforms to promote themselves, promote products, businesses are moving in, and you see, you know, as Bernie says, you see stuff trending on Twitter, so you see people organizing Twitter parties specifically to get stuff trending. In fact, people being paid to organize Twitter parties to get stuff trending. You see more and more stuff being promoted on Facebook. You know, I see activities on my timelines that's there because people have been paid to put it there rather than because it's actual natural interaction. And it's driving me somewhat crazy at the moment. I have to say, I'm not into being marketed at. I like to find information in a natural way. I like being recommended stuff by my friends, but I don't like them recommending stuff that they've been paid to recommend. You know, I don't watch adverts on television. I never ever watch live TV. Everything I watch is always pre-recorded and I'm always skipping through the adverts. And, you know, there's more and more commercial stuff in my Facebook feed and my Twitter feed. And Bernie is absolutely right. It's moving away from social. It's less social now. It's all about promotion and it's less about social. And what these businesses need to realize is people don't like that in general. You know, people don't want to be lining Mark Zuckerberg's pocket with more money, or, you know, you can see this in the reaction to Instagram. The minute people, you know, the minute Instagram loses functionality, you suddenly can't convert people's Twitter usernames across from Instagram to Twitter. So now if you post a photo on Instagram and you tag somebody's Twitter name in it, it's stripped out by the time it cross-posts to Twitter. And, you know, people are not happy about this. And now there's a change in the terms in service where it seems to be that Instagram is saying it's okay for them to use your pictures in promotional material and stuff. I haven't read all the details of this, but I see a lot of people shutting down their Instagram accounts, going back to Flickr, which is a wonderfully old school photo sharing network. And I have for a long time been cross-posting my Instagram photos to Flickr anyway, but I'm now re-evaluating the Flickr app and seeing if it's something I can use instead of Instagram. I'm seeing a huge rise in Google Plus usage. Again, people are trying to get away from Facebook, and the introduction of Google Plus communities has really brought a whole new level of interaction. I see a lot of people at the start didn't know how to use Google Plus and just started trying to use it as a promotional platform and just sharing blog posts out. Now I'm starting to see conversation and interaction, and that's what I want to see in my social web. I don't want to see the promoted stuff. I want to see the social stuff. I want to interact with my friends. And Bernie's absolutely right. I think that's where Audio Boo is so fantastic, because it has a sensible monetization policy. You can pay for an account if you want to. You can give Audio Boo money to support what they're doing. But they're not shoving product or promotion down our throats. So give Bernie's Boo a listen. Have a think. It's really interesting. Bye for now.